Ultimate Trivia Podcast.
Welcome to the Ultimate Trivia Podcast, the show where knowledge is power and laughter is the real MVP. I am your host, Andy, and we've got everybody with us tonight. The whole crew is here. We're going to start with Pro-Am in the closet, though. Pro-Am.
Hello, everybody.
How we doing tonight?
I'm good, thank you.
Wonderful, wonderful. We got Brian.
Yo.
What's up, babe?
Doing all right? Doing
yeah,
all right.
You had a birthday recently. Had a
yes,
good
sir.
Time.
Yeah, good right. Good time. Yeah.
Good stuff. I got a question for you.
Okay.
Getting ready for a road trip. We're going to call it plus 8 hours. So you're going to settle in. I need a sweet, a salty, and a drink. Your road trip snack lineup.
Oh, Fountain Mountain Dew for
Boom.
Sure on the
Love
drink.
It.
Fountain Mountain.
On the snacks.
Yeah. Sweet and salty.
I don't know if I go sweet and salty. I mean, separate. I like something simple.
Okay.
No,
like,
one of each.
Like beef jerky or.
There's your salt,
salty. The, yeah, something like that. But I don't necessarily go sweet.
You got like a
candy?
Yeah, candy or a Swedish fish or Sour yep. Patch.
Sometimes nobody. I do a little sweet and sour like trail mix, but not necessarily okay. On the road, you know? So
I can get no, I don't know. I am. This is like free calories when you're traveling, yeah. Right? So
I'm usually just a soda guy, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
You know, stop
okay.
And like, you know, destroy a Taco Bell halfway there or whatever.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Kelly, I feel
it
like.
It destroys you at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like you got a clean answer here.
The hotel.
On the same question.
Oh, yeah. It's beef jerky and or chicharrones.
So, okay.
Oh, okay.
I like that.
Wait,
pork rinds.
Pork rinds.
Pork rinds.
Okay, thank you.
And then a plethora of candies sweet that I'm going with. Sweet tarts, regular sweet tarts. Me and my mom used to do them on every road trip.
Nice.
We save, still to this day, I save her a purple one.
The rolls?
Yes, yeah, the long, skinny rolls. Sour Patch Kids. I mean, there's a litany of candy that I could go to, but you're those two are then. Those two are huge ones.
Yeah. Spring. But it's usually fruity based, right? It, rarely chocolate.
With well, the Reese's Pieces Minis that are not wrapped.
Okay. Mm.
Yeah.
I will smash those
by the handful.
Those I will, yeah, those are dangerous.
Solid.
Really dangerous.
It's a great.
But that's the chocolate is minimal, but I do like it.
Yeah. Okay. Doc is here too. We're not really going to talk to him.
Okay. Fine. Okay.
Yep. See you later.
Next.
And we got Nicholas, and I am going to open the floor to Nick.
Oh,
this is
man.
His bread and butter. You are preparing a meal, and it's for somebody you care about their opinion, but you're not trying to overly impress them. So like
he's never done that before.
Yeah.
It's bread
I
and butter.
Know the strategy for your cook. Are you just kind of fly by the seat of your pants, which is not on brand for you? I mean, are we filling ramekins with pre-measured salt and pepper that we're including in the recipe? What's your approach to cooking when you really want to lay one on?
So we're talking what?
From the heart.
Yeah.
Punch or pinch.
I'm giving him his moment here.
Punch or pinch.
If we're talking cooking, not baking.
Yes.
Baking is very specific, measurements, all that stuff. Cooking... I will find a recipe, but I don't stick. It may not be a true adherence to it. You know, it's more of a guideline, kind of a roadmap to follow a little bit. But I may take a detour here and there.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it just kind of depends on the person. If I have some kind of intel on who I'm cooking
sure.
for, you know, especially if I'm like, you know, what are you in the mood for? That kind of stuff. That'll help dictate how I
do. You try to get everything at its optimum point. All at the same time at the end.
That's
that's so hard.
That's
to
for me. That's always the hardest part when we have so like multiple dishes to end at the same time.
Yeah.
That is always the most difficult thing, especially if you're making something you haven't done before and you truly don't know the timing.
You don't know how it will handle just staying warm either.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Let me chime in. He used the appearance
it.
And use it correctly. That's all I really took from all
Thank
that.
You. Thank you, Captain English.
Well Thanks. Done.
Yeah. Well done, Nick.
Well done.
Spell it.
A-D-H-E-R-A-N-C-E. Did I miss something there?
I wasn't even listening.
I don't know. I don't know if there's an H-E-A-R or is it H? That's where I was. I'm not sure.
I don't know if I missed anything.
H-E-A-R.
Hey, it felt good. Move on from it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Don't dwell on it.
Let's not dissect it.
Don't pick it apart now.
We don't want to poop on it.
It's too late now. All right. Thank you very much for all of that. We have a great episode. It's an all play. It's been a little while since we've done an all play, in fact, which means we all get to compete against each other, which is our favorite thing to do. And we have a question of the week coming your way. Pro-Am, I think, has this one to lay up for us.
I do. The question of this week is, what is the most unique thing you have ever eaten?
Oh, I love adventurous eating.
I don't like this question.
Why?
Because the word unique, I don't like when people use.
You don't like to adhere
subjective
to the rules?
Word.
I don't like when it's more or very or the most unique.
Unique is
just unique.
Oh, it is the most special, the most unique.
If Scott's got something on this, right? Don't you have something with like anyways it. Or something?
Well, that
it's a word.
Well, that bothered me because it wasn't a word, and now it's a word because people used it so much.
Yeah, it's bad grammar. Yeah.
When people like, to be honest with you, like, well, you've been lying. Like,
that is, than, like, that's you know, a good one.
Now you're gonna
yeah. right.
So yeah, you have a problem with most unique.
Well, the word unique, it's one of a
stands
kind.
On it, yeah.
There's no degrees of unique.
Should there be?
Yeah. It's unique.
Feel like
either that's why there's it's unique word for or it. It's not.
No, okay. I'm with you. I get it.
That's just my thing. Anyway,
I'm with you on this one.
We can keep going.
I'm with you on this one.
Yeah.
What do we find to be?
Would you have an answer?
Okay, so answer. Yeah.
Would you like to answer the question?
The most unique.
yeah, that's right. Of all the unique things. Yeah. Okay, that fits. Of all the unique things, which one is the most unique?
Sure.
We'll
I got
take
you.
It. We'll take it.
I'm trying to think if it's alligator.
It's a good one.
Might be up there. I'm trying to think in my travels if I tried something out of the ordinary. I'll go with alligator right now. I'm going to chew on this for a moment.
Oh, well done.
Fun play on
well
word intended
done.
There. Yeah. BQ's got
that
something.
That was mine.
Alligator.
I thought it was going to be very lame because I'm not very adventurous when it comes to that. I was tricked into eating it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, okay. Broadway or Sabar. They told me a sausage. I ate it. Like, how is that? I was like, oh, it's pretty good. They're like, that's alligator, and I won't eat it again.
Oh, so the mental part trumped the actual flavor.
It tasted fine. But I mean, I'm saying after that, I won't eat it again because I know what it is. It's
it disappoints
like, I don't care
me,
how
actually.
I see an alligator. I don't want that in my mouth.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's
all. It wants you in its mouth.
Yeah.
If
you want to make a pair of boots out of it, fine. But I'm not trying to eat it.
That's wallet. Kelly, do you consider yourself an adventurous eater?
Not extremely. I mean, I will try things, especially in certain scenarios, vacationing, traveling. I'd say it's pretty mundane. I mean, alligator's one. Calamari. I've tried octopus.
Sure.
You know, the little legs.
Yep.
I think that's probably the extent of what I can remember. I went to Africa. There was a lot of buffets.
Yeah.
So I
okay.
you don't know what you're eating.
I don't know what it was. You
that's
know.
True. What
they don't either.
Some,
what
yeah.
It was?
Some meat. Some sheep. I don't know.
Just called
goat
meat.
Goat. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point. So. There's a lot of things over there. You can't be sure what you're getting. Okay. Well, Doc.
Well, you know, I'm a picky eater, so you might be surprised. I've had alligator.
Okay.
Oh. I've had calamari twice.
Okay.
That's
so I'm going to go with swordfish.
Nice.
I've had that. As you know, I don't like seafood.
That is a very surprising answer for me.
And I want to say I was in middle school, maybe early high school, when we tried it on vacation. Very chewy and kind of gummy.
Sure.
Not a lot of flavor to it, but I would say it was pretty adventurous for me.
Yeah.
Say vacation. Well, I'm assuming I was there.
Where you were there. I want to say it was maybe Daytona Beach.
Okay. Yeah. I don't remember.
It was in Florida. I know. Definitely in Florida. I don't remember the exact location.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And did that kill your love of seafood? Is that why you don't eat it now?
No.
The beginning.
Yeah. The beginning of the end.
Andrew?
Kangaroo. Rattlesnake. Octopus. Anything out of the sea. Sea urchin. I ate butter-fried bass, largemouth bass eggs out of a pan.
How about that?
Is that a type of caviar?
Basically.
Yeah, we consider
fish
it a
egg.
Type of caviar.
Yes.
Caviar is another example.
Who's your VR?
I love adventure eating.
I feel like we're getting a letter from PETA.
Yeah, bring it, PETA. That's absolutely right. Deer, I recently ate the heart of a deer that I harvested myself.
Like Red Dawn?
Very super cool.
I've definitely had heart.
It was cooked,
raw,
for the record. yeah.
Not as impressive.
The one thing, though, that I can't wait to try... I've never done bugs. Anybody done bugs knowingly?
Mm.
I've had chocolate-covered
grasshopper.
Grasshopper, I believe.
Okay. I don't think that I've ever had the opportunity. And while grasshoppers, crickets, things like that don't intrigue me, scorpions. I'm interested in scorpions.
The scorpion at the bottom of a tequila bottle.
There's a video out there of that.
That's not what I had.
Well, that was Blake. But
one of our buddies. But
I've seen it. Watched Survivor Man, Les Stroud, back in the day. He always... you could see it on video how surprised he was at how tasty scorpions were when he would roast them on a spit. So that's what I want to try. Pro-Am, you got anything weird in there?
Well, I like you. I love adventure eating, so yeah. I'm having trouble narrowing it down. Squid ink pasta is a big favorite of mine.
Oh, nice.
Calamari is kind of a staple of mine when I go out to eat. I eat it all the time.
Yeah, it's not that weird for me.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Rattlesnake. Yeah,
it is, surprisingly to me.
Rattlesnake. Yeah. And when we were in Hawaii that one time.
The poi.
The poi was awful. I didn't really care for weird. That personally. But because I was in a wedding and I was in the wedding party. We had like special sushi. I think I had raw octopus and stuff.
Yeah, probably so.
Yeah, I was too young to understand what I was eating.
Was poi?
It's this purple
type of fish.
I don't know a way to describe it. It's a condiment of some kind.
Okay.
It's a starchy, purplish.
Yeah.
Rather flavorless.
I agree.
It's just odd and it's kind of gritty.
It's just like a root vegetable. Okay. If you look, yeah. They mash it up and kind of turns into a paste almost.
Hawaiian grits.
Kind of slimy.
Is it big in Hawaii?
Right. Yeah.
It is very big in Hawaii.
Luau's.
Yeah, that's the only place it's big, as far as I know.
Okay.
A necessity, probably. All right. Who sent us that one?
That was from the same listener who submitted tonight's All Play.
Oh, okay. Well, nice. Before we get to that answer, if you would like to submit a question for us to answer, please find us at theultimatetriviapodcast.com. theultimatetriviapodcast@gmail.com is our email address. We also have proam.tutp@gmail.com. We're going to get that in the show notes for you. Also, there's no shortage of ways to get in touch with us if you would like to submit a question. And if we use it on the air, you get yourself a free t-shirt code from our merch store. So you can represent the show in style and, get us to answer some silly questions. The sillier, the better. Okay. So I guess it is time for reveal here. Who exactly is the mystery author of this trivia?
Tonight's listener-submitted trivia comes from David Bernstein, who says he listens with his family in the car, and they are proud to call home the topic of tonight's episode.
Okay.
Which is?
The South.
The South.
Oh, okay.
So if I recall correctly, this email was sent in response to listener Jan's email of New England.
Okay.
Who, and David heard this and said, wait a minute, there's a whole region down here we got to represent.
Got to rep.
I like it.
So
they're just from the South, like nothing specific.
I can't actually confirm that they're from the South, but that's the trivia that they wrote and that he wrote and wants us to tackle here.
I believe in his email he said he's from the South. He didn't say exactly where, but I bet you when he hears this, he'll let us know.
He'll
let us know. Yeah. Well, I hope so.
Good deal. Okay. We got a synopsis on what the South actually means, Doc?
I do. Yeah. And is this written by David as well? Do you know, Pro-Am?
Yes, written by Mr. Bernstein.
Okay. Very cool. Well, here we go. The Southern United States has a rich history and culture all their own, spanning from Texas to the Atlantic coast. This region's charm is born of hospitality, Dolly Parton, and Swate Tay. Southerners are proud of their heritage and their barbecue. And if you're not on church on Sunday, well, you better be on your way home from a college football road game.
Amen to that.
In recent years, new industries like manufacturing and film production have shifted the economic landscape. But the South will forever bleed cotton, tobacco, and oil, where it all began. Mm-hmm. Y'all ready?
Ready as ever.
All right, that's the intro.
Anybody know what to expect? Are we going heavier geography,
you
think?
No idea what to expect.
Up to date.
Well, neither, yeah.
It's a crapshoot.
Well, you say we get after it.
Let's do it.
It's time for the main event, our 10-question trivia game on the South. And it is an all-play, which means we each have two questions. We will take turns asking these questions, and we will all write answers on our whiteboards. When the time comes that we reveal, we all show our answers. And if we get it right, Nick's going to give us a point.
Yes.
And if we get it wrong, well, that's when the real fun begins. So let's see who ends up on top today. We got a Cheers Beers to get to first. That was the point of Nick's popping the top there.
Oh, yeah.
I do believe. Who do we cheers tonight, Pro-Am?
Tonight's episode is fueled by Jordan Price, who bought the crew around.
All right.
Cheers,
all right.
Jordan.
Thank you, Jordan.
Yeah, we appreciate you. Anybody else would like to support the show, check out the link in the show notes on whatever platform you use to listen.
You bet. BQ and I are revisiting an old commotion from the Shreveport area.
Yeah, nice. It's good.
Very good.
Real quick, before we get started, if you want early episodes, ad-free listening, and a way to support the show, come join us on Patreon. We appreciate every one of you who plays along.
All right, who's got number one?
I have number one if we are all ready to rock and roll here.
Do it, Doc.
All right, here we go. Question number one. In this movie, set in rural Alabama, two teenage boys are accused of murder, and their city slicker attorney hilariously learns about all things Southern as he tries to clear their names.
Thank you for Nick, the we question one layup, and Nick is struggling.
I know, this is hilarious. I saw it in his face.
I know somehow.
Leave him alone. That's that.
Read it one more time.
Yeah, I will.
No more hints.
Word for word,
oh,
please.
Okay.
Dang it. He got there.
I'm going to read anyway. In this movie, set in rural Alabama, two teenage boys are accused of murder, and their city slicker attorney hilariously learns about all things Southern as he tries to clear their names.
All right.
I think the teenage part is what threw me at first.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Because I don't feel like they were teenagers.
Oh, I got the sad sense.
We'll go.
Yeah.
Okay. Brian will explain it to you later.
That's right.
Hang on. I was reading the question.
That's right. Take your time.
Five.
Jeez. Four.
Whatever. Wow. Are you struggling with this?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Okay. Oh, cool. Interesting.
Really? I didn't realize that. Yeah, coming to mind.
Brian's mad.
Brian is disgusted, actually, right now.
You should see his face.
Yeah.
Oh, we can now. I forgot we had video.
Oh, hey. Hey, everybody.
Well, might not be released in the episode, but...
That's true. We are going to see if we can refine it before we release
it. You're going to kick yourself when you see it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. All right, let's reveal.
All right.
Hey, we have my cousin there. Vinny all the way around
the Y.
Scott's the only one that spelled it wrong. Right.
That's a name. That doesn't count.
I almost put IE, Doc, just to make you feel better.
Did you? Oh, that's good.
Almost.
All right, I'm assuming that's correct, but we will go to the answer.
Did you say Utes?
I'm already marking it.
I say
it,
that
hope so.
Regularly.
It I is my that. Cousin Vinny.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby. Yeah, wonderful movie. When she goes through the whole thing with the deer.
Car. Oh, I thought you were going to talk about
Well, yeah,
oh.
Obviously with her on the stand.
You can't do that without Positrac track.
With that,
she's great on
the attraction.
Stand. Yeah.
That's right.
Pretty sure she won an Oscar for that, right?
She did.
Yeah,
indeed.
She did. Yeah. Best supporting actress. Pontiac Tempest. That's
really
great,
good. Man.
Great scene. Very quotable film.
How do you consider yourself a professional or an expert witness?
What about the cholesterol problem?
Just imagine you're diner. A little deer. You put your lips down to the cool, clean water, and boom!
Released in 1992, Joe Pesci leads an all-star cast that celebrates grits, Utes, and Positraction.
Positraction.
That big car guy over here.
Or a My Cousin Vinny fan, evidently.
Yeah, countless one-liners pepper a story that's also rich with family values and refreshingly accurate legal proceedings.
Hmm.
Nice.
Okay, I appreciate they did that homework.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't feel like they were teenagers. That's what kind of threw me.
Well, they're going to college. That's why I was like, I think.
Or is that, yeah, that's
where
right.
They were traveling. To.
That makes, so no, that does add up now. Yeah.
All right, who's got question number two?
That would be I. All right, boys, here we go.
Thank you.
As of this recording, who is the best-selling country music artist of all time?
Wow.
As of this recording, who is the best-selling country music artist of all time?
Yeah,
two come to mind right off the top.
Quick answers. Oh. Any confidence in that answer?
Just educated guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anybody want that red one more time?
It's pretty straightforward.
It's pretty easy, but okay. As of this recording, who is the best-selling country music artist of all time?
Okay. I got something. Nick, you got something?
I got something.
Okay. Everybody ready?
Let's reveal. We got Dolly Parton from Andy.
Dang.
Garth Brooks from Nick, Garth Brooks from Scotty, Garth Brooks from Kelly, and I got Garth Brooks as well.
It's a very good answer, gentlemen.
That or George Strait, but Garth Brooks killed in the 90s.
I think. Oh, wow.
Oh.
The answer is Luke Combs.
Okay.
Mm. He's the best selling of all time. Or?
Yeah. Mind blowing. Wow.
He has been extremely, extremely popular. I know, that's still just.
Yeah. But he hasn't been out that long?
Wow. So, October 25, Luke Combs broke Garth Brooks' two-decade-old hold on the top spot with 168 million record sales and streams versus Brooks' 162 million. Hmm. Originally from North Carolina, Combs' rise began with just 8 years ago with the song Beautiful Crazy, When It Rains It Pours, and the cover of Tracy Chapman's Fast Car.
Which I really like that song.
Phenomenal.
I really
like that cover.
It's a great cover. I like the original better, but it is a good cover.
Yeah, it's really good.
Legend.
But it is really good.
Good cover.
But I mean, that's mind-blowing.
That's nuts.
I had no idea he... Yeah. Well, I still thought it was Garth Brooks, but yeah.
I've seen him in several interviews. He's just a cool, laid-back, down-to-earth guy. Just...
Yeah.
Saltier people from the South.
Yeah. That's it. So I was thinking, I don't know if it's still true, but Garth Brooks was not, still maybe doesn't have his music on streaming platforms.
I believe you're correct.
And I think that has to be killing him.
That has to be
correct. He's talked about streams too. Yeah. That's got to be killing
him. Yeah. If that is still true, if he still doesn't have his stuff out there,
you can't find him on Apple, I don't think.
Yeah. I mean,
you always find like covers and stuff.
Yeah. He's not on anything.
Yeah. Sarah and I are not big country music fans, but we have always agreed that the hits by Garth Brooks, the one with the American flag on his face, is the greatest road trip CD of all time.
Oh, okay. Solid. I like it.
You can't find it anywhere in digital that I'm aware of.
You got to buy it, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, who's got number three?
I do.
All righty.
Question number three on the South Trivia.
It's Kelly for the listeners.
They know my voice.
Oh, yeah.
Question number three for the South Trivia. A staple in New Orleans cuisine, what are the three ingredients in the Holy Trinity? I have no idea.
Oh, man. I'm like 98 because there's a nuance. I'm going to stay with it. I got to cap my marker before I do something stupid.
Can you read that again, please?
Sure.
God dang it. I'm wavering.
A staple in New Orleans cuisine, what are the three ingredients in the Holy Trinity?
No, I got to stay put. Even if...
Yes. Okay.
I'm so on the fence with one of them. God dang it.
Does everybody have an answer down at least? Okay.
Yeah.
Everybody good?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Yeah.
I
all right, let's go ahead and reveal. We got Brian with sausage, shrimp, and rice.
Oh, no.
Andy with garlic, onion, and peppers. Nick with onion, bell pepper, and celery. Scott with
beignets.
Ice cream and powdered sugar.
I like his way better.
I went with rice, andouille sausage, and shrimp.
So we're on the same page.
Yeah.
I think garlic's in there.
I was thinking gumbo.
No.
It's like,
I don't think it does.
That's what popped in my head.
I think the traditional trinity is onions, carrots, and celery.
Andy, what was your answer?
Garlic, onions, and peppers.
I think we have one correct answer, and it is onions, celery, and bell peppers.
Well done, Nicholas.
Boom.
Why do you know that? Why do you know that?
Why do you not know that?
Yeah.
Because I'm a man.
The standard trinity, I believe, is onions, carrots, and celery.
Yes.
For everybody else.
That is right.
So this would be the New Orleans.
The Cajun version.
Does the flavor explain this? Because I'm completely lost.
Flavors in the ingredients,
apparently,
bud.
Four of us were.
Foundation. Okay.
Andy was at least kind of close.
I knew what I was doing.
A variation of the French...
Mise en place.
Mirepoix.
Mirepoix.
Okay. That's a good guess.
You're right there.
The Holy Trinity is essential to Cajun dishes like gumbo, jambalaya, and etouffee.
Yeah.
I love to say that.
Etouffee.
Other aromatics can be added like garlic, parsley, or shallots, depending on the specific recipe or family tradition. So, onions, celery, and bell peppers. Good job, Nick.
Thank you. Thank you.
Is that just a reference to it's the base flavor in something?
Yes, in a majority of their
the
dishes.
Foundation.
Yeah, gotcha. No.
Right.
Okay.
So it's just the start. If you're going to cook something Cajun, it's going to start with those three things.
That was question number three. Who has question number four?
That's right? Andrew. Number four.
Randy.
The first shots of the Civil War were fired at Fort Sumter. This Union base is located in the harbor of what city?
Okay.
Yeah, agreed. Okay.
100%.
I think I'm wrong, but I'm taking a guess. That's not...
The first shots of the Civil War were fired at Fort Sumter. This Union base is located in the harbor of what city?
Oh, Union base.
What did that, that was why I reread it. Yeah.
I got nothing better. I'm going to run with it.
Man, that's tough. Kelly, I love that you're so confident over there.
Like, I'm stumped on, like, a single city to write down right now for some reason.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
Is it asking for a city?
The city. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me read it again.
Read it again.
The first shots of the Civil War were fired at Fort Sumter. The Union base is located in the harbor of what city? Man.
Oh, I.
Nobody's confident here, huh?
I'm wrong, but I'm running with. I wrote some down.
I completely take back the 100% statement.
You got really good a minute ago.
I was going state.
You were very comfortable in your chair just a moment ago.
State doesn't help me either at this point.
I was going state.
Okay.
Wow. I was thrown off by Union.
Yes,
I agree. Yeah.
But obviously, you know, the borders were
a little bit different.
Are you confident now?
Sadly, I was thrown off by Civil War because I was really thinking about a movie, The Patriot, and that's the Revolutionary War.
Yeah, we're way off, like 100 years.
Right, does everybody have an answer down at least?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess we should go ahead and do it. Let's go ahead and reveal. We've got Charleston, South Carolina from Brian. Charleston from Kelly and from Scott and from Nick. And I wrote Savannah, Georgia. Something tells me it just might be Charleston.
Fort Benning?
It is Charleston, all South right. Carolina.
Hold on, though. They didn't say South Carolina. They said
it said city.
It did say city.
Didn't ask for the state, yeah. Brian. Jerk.
I'm joking.
I like that you put the full correct answer down. But nobody likes that.
Everybody else got a half a point demeanor.
Man, South Carolina. I guess Georgia is south of that. But even South Carolina feels...
Well, Fort Sumter is in South Carolina. I knew that for sure.
Oh, you did?
Yes. Yeah. Well, I put South Carolina because I thought I was asking for the
Well, city. I yeah. originally wrote Charleston. Then he said Union. I'm like, wait a minute. That kind of threw me off
too. Yeah. Union, but they had bases down.
Yeah. Yeah.
It must have shifted. The line shifted.
Yep.
Well, from April 12 to 14 in 1861, Confederate troops rained cannon fire on Fort Sumter from the mainland for 34 hours. The Union garrison finally ran out of supplies and surrendered, giving the rebels the first victory in the War of Northern Aggression. The fort still stands today as a tourist attraction, accessible only by a ferry boat.
There you go. Correct me if I'm wrong, Amy. You might have to check this. Is this the same battle where Francis Scott Key was on a ship and wrote the national anthem? This battle? I could be wrong.
If that's true.
The Star Spangled Banner.
I thought that was during. It wasn't during the Revolutionary War.
That would make more sense.
I could be way off.
From the Chesapeake Bay.
Revolution. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it was a revolution.
Makes sense.
Yeah. We're not going to waste time on that one.
Idiot.
Research shows
that... Yeah, it was way before.
No. Let's hear it. Pro-Am.
My research is showing... It came from the bombardment of Battle of Baltimore during the War of 1812.
Okay. So in between the two.
Moderately validated.
We'll split the difference.
Yeah.
I'm an idiot. I was checking the rotary girders.
That's true, too, but a separate issue. All right, moving on to question number five.
I have five.
Yeah.
So, speaking of war, which we have been, which two SEC teams play in the annual college football matchup known as the Deep South's oldest rivalry?
Oh, man.
I think I got it. Oh, okay.
See, see, sorry. Deep South's oldest rivalry.
Kelly was so fast. This is just in there, huh?
I'm not even sure if it's right. It's just the most prominent one that
I gotcha.
Gets referenced during.
I can think of several the SEC. Yeah, pairings, right?
There definitely the is. Yeah.
But this one feels.
Yeah, there's several, but I'm not. Yeah, I'm with you.
That doesn't feel right. Are you confident the schools you're thinking of are in the SEC, Doc?
That's part of my problem. He knows SEC. He's a Kentucky fan.
Yeah, well, that's true.
That's too bad.
Just try.
Nick, you're struggling to make sure that they're in the SEC.
Oh, I don't know. If they're in the SEC or not.
So many of them. Isn't Oregon in the Big 12 now?
Right. I mean, yeah, that's true. I mean,
Stanford and California are in the ACC, the Atlantic Coast Conference.
Exactly.
There's just a couple that popped in my head, and I didn't know which one to go with.
Okay.
Basketball's been expanded to 76 now. For the tournament.
Oh, I can't stand
it. Yeah, did you see that? Yeah,
everybody gets a trophy. All right. Yeah. Everybody's ready?
Everybody's written down. So we're looking for the two SEC teams that play in the annual college football matchup known as the Deep South's oldest rivalry. Let's reveal Auburn and Alabama from everybody except for Scotty and myself, because I went Auburn versus Georgia. Scotty went Ole Miss versus Georgia. I have a feeling it's Auburn and Alabama.
It's the Iron Bowl, correct?
I know that's a big one, yeah.
I guess the Iron Bowl, isn't it?
Yeah, but that might be different then.
Well,
I thought maybe Georgia-Florida.
I was thinking Tennessee-Florida.
Oh, that's another good one.
Well, the correct answer is Georgia-Auburn.
Get out of this guy right here.
Nice work.
Wow, good job.
What happened? You blacked out?
I guess. I don't know.
That one, I don't feel good.
Did you know what GA meant?
Yeah, because I wrote it, Brian. Auburn, Georgia. All right. So,
anybody confirm this, by the way? He's got the answer card in his own hand.
I'll show it to the camera.
Oh, stop it. Yeah, nice work. Nice.
All right. So, first meeting in 1892 and battling 130 times since, this rivalry ranks among the fiercest in all of sports. Featuring Heisman winners like Herschel Walker and Cam Newton, the game has seen countless unforgettable moments like Georgia's mascot trying to bite an Auburn player.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the player at Jordan Hare. I don't remember that one.
Mm-mm. It's a stadium.
When a tip ball led to a miraculous last second win for Auburn, Georgia leads this series 66-56 in 8 ties.
Okay.
How long ago was the dog trying to bite
someone? I don't remember. I just remember seeing it on SportsCenter.
So it's recent. I mean,
And Georgia is currently on a 9-game win streak.
They've been really good. That? That makes sense. Yeah.
Time to start gambling on the other side.
Kirby Smart turned them around.
That's right.
Wow.
It's advisor.
Well, good job, Nicholas. I didn't realize that.
Yeah. Well, that was 5. Let's hear from our sponsors. We'll come back with a score check.
What you got, Nick?
All right, so after 5, from worst to first, Andy, is this right? You have 1? Is that correct?
No, that can't be right, can it?
I think, yeah.
Tabulation error.
Seems so, yeah.
Andy, you have 1.
I think the top score is wrong.
Yeah.
Right. Normally you would think that. Scott, Kelly, and Brian, you guys all have 2.
How about
nipping at their
somehow
heels.
I have 4.
4?
I have 4.
That's ridiculous.
I'm not making it up.
4? Playoffs? I did go full Mora there, didn't I?
A little bit. All right. Who's got 6?
That would be Mr. Queener.
Which one?
Which one?
The non-doctor.
Oh, yeah. Got it.
All right. You boys ready?
Yes, sir.
All right. Let's do it. Number 6. Invented in Chattanooga, Tennessee, what out-of-the-world treat combines marshmallow, graham cracker cake, and a chocolate coating? Invented in Chattanooga, Tennessee, what out of this world treat combines marshmallow, graham cracker cake, and chocolate and a chocolate coating? And one of the funnest cities to say, by the way, Chattanooga.
True. Chattanooga. Yeah,
you say chocolate coating?
Mm-hmm. Chocolate coating.
That is what's messing me up.
Hundo.
Really?
Yep. So I'm making my comeback, Nicholas. You better get yourself right.
You're going to have to pass me first.
Okay, fair point.
I mean, my initial.
I'm not worried about you two.
Oh, all right.
Oh,
I like that. Check the stats, Andy.
Yeah, amen to that, brother.
He's three out with five to go, and he's talking serious.
And I haven't won in like 3 months.
All right, one more time before we reveal. Invented in Chattanooga, Tennessee, what out-of-this-world treat combines marshmallow, graham cracker cake, and a chocolate coating?
Out of this world.
All right, let's reveal.
Yep.
We got moon pie from Andy, moon pie from Nick and Scott. And Kelly, and I was way off of s'mores.
Yeah, I mean, I started. Dear, that's what I
had
was
s'mores
hoping.
Down. Yeah, I wrote
yeah,
it down.
No, yeah.
But I started the chocolate there. Coating is what
exactly
changed.
And the graham cracker cake is what threw me for a loop. I couldn't figure out where the cake part was bringing yeah. in. But
the
yeah.
correct answer is moon pie.
It's out of this world.
Out of this world, yeah.
So since 1917, this southern delicacy has been lighting up faces on children and adults alike. Now offering flavors from peach cobbler and pumpkin spice, the bakery produces about 1 million moon pies every day. Jeez. And yes, they ship nationwide.
I can honestly say I've never had a moon pie.
Really?
I think I have. I wasn't a fan.
It's been not decades.
A
fan.
Doesn't do anything for
yeah. I'm not a marshmallow guy in general.
So. That's
not,
the main thing is the
moon
marshmallow.
Moon pie is not. No.
No.
Well, I'm good.
Like graham cracker and chocolate, like those cookies, I'm all about those.
Sure.
I'm not even a big s'mores fan, but I'll have one occasionally.
You've sure. got to cut the marshmallow into like a third so it doesn't overpower the whole thing. Mm-hmm. And pro move, use a Reese's peanut butter cup instead of Hershey's bar.
Bingo. Done that. Yeah. Yeah. Done that.
Clutch. Solid. Right? We ready for number 7? That's me, guys.
All right, do it.
Okay. All right. The firm, the client, and The Pelican Brief are movie adaptations of books by which Southern author?
I can tell you where he grew up.
How about that?
Man, I feel like I know the answer, but it also doesn't feel right.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yes, it does. Okay. I was confusing it with another one. I'll tell you about it once we reveal.
Let me guess what you were confusing it with.
I actually know a man exactly by this name. Not really? This guy, but this exact same name.
Hmm. Yep. I know a guy.
Brian Queener is the answer.
Obviously.
Obviously. BM Queener on Instagram. Hit him up.
I assume last name will be fine for this.
I'm the host, aren't I? I'll take last name. Yeah. You betcha.
I just erased my first name to be safe.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
I'll keep
actually,
it.
I'm going to go ahead and do that myself.
I'm still not 100%.
I know. I'm Hondo.
I think I got there, but I'm not 100%.
There's a couple names rolling in my
yeah.
head.
Okay. There's, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like what I wrote down is wrong. But okay. Anyway.
We ready?
Sure. Yep.
Let's reveal. We got Grisham from Nick. Clancy from Scott. That's exactly who I was confusing
yep.
him with.
Yep.
Tom. John Grisham. John Grisham from Kelly and Brian. I have John Grisham as well.
Tom Clancy was the other one. In there,
yeah. And I couldn't shake him out of my head. I could not get him out
Grisham.
Of my head.
I think it's Grisham.
Shona, it's John Grisham. Grisham is John the right Grisham. Answer.
Nice.
There we go.
Is Oof. Right. That's right. I can't say that I've spent a lot of time in his books, but I enjoy his lawyer movies.
Mm-hmm.
John Grisham has sold over 300 million books, including 50 consecutive number one bestsellers.
It's impressive.
That's mm-hmm. crazy.
Yeah, really impressive.
Many of which are set in the South. Fun fact, before becoming an author, Grisham served 2 terms in the Mississippi House of Representatives. He has said that if a different speaker had been elected, he would have been assigned more committee duties and would not have had time to write on the side. How about that?
The look.
A legend. American legend. If he just had a better opportunity in the political landscape.
He was a victim of circumstance.
Tom Cruise would not have been able to run down a levee. That's a Pelican Brief.
So my family grew up Arkansas. He's from Arkansas. And like his childhood home is like close to where my parents and grandparents grew up.
Oh, okay.
So there's a sign in some small cabin where he lived when he was little. Yeah.
I know a guy named John Grisham. That's just super weird.
Read a lot of books.
I actually know a guy that's not the author guy.
Mm.
And yeah, Clancy, he was a military and gun specialist. Like he used a ton of military lingo and stuff like that, where Grisham was on the law side of things.
I knew it wasn't right, but I could not shake the name out of my head.
Yep. And that was in my head also. I don't know what number that was.
Seven. We're going to 8.
Ready to pray?
Okay. I have it. Before joining the Union, which southern state was once its own independent country?
Got it.
again?
You would make me read it again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Before joining the Union, which Southern state was once its own independent country?
Got this one?
Russia?
We're going to have a... Well, obviously.
Yeah. Russia was my first thought.
I think South, yeah. Definitely the Ruskies.
Yeah.
And we're huge in Russia.
Before joining the Union.
We love the motherland.
Yeah. Before joining the Union, right. Which I think I actually have memorized now, which Southern state was once an independent country?
Mm. I love that they're snarked for just doing your job.
That somebody else wrote.
Yeah, right.
This is not in this room.
This isn't a job. You don't pay me jack.
Yeah, touche. Touche.
Does everybody have an answer?
I am ready.
All right, we're looking for the Southern state before they joined the Union was once its own independent country. Let's reveal. We have Texas from Andy, from Brian. Kelly's got Virginia. Idiot. Texas from Scott. I also have wow. Texas.
That is a lot of confidence, Nick.
Yeah. It's way too much confidence.
I kind of hope it's Virginia now.
Way too much confidence. But
I don't consider Texas part of the South.
Oh, really?
You're a Southern snob.
Yeah.
The writer of this trivia does. Because the answer is Texas. So good job, everybody else.
What
Virginia.
Is that Southwest to you?
I'm just mad I got it wrong. Mind your business.
Thank you for, admitting.
For admitting.
So you have no real reason for not.
Did you just seal that up there, kid?
I don't know. I tried to look at it. Yeah, it's more fun not to know.
No, I think there's a bonus question.
It's more fun not to know.
Okay. Oh, that's true.
Although I know we are doing a scorch.
There's another hot race in the mix right now, so don't let that fall by the wayside.
Oh, yeah.
So it's been almost 200 years, but Texans are still quick to remind us about it. After breaking away from Mexico in 1836, the Republic of Texas was its own nation until becoming a U.S. state 9 years later. Even the state tourism board has gotten in on the nostalgia and pride using the tagline, "It's like a whole other country."
They don't feel that way largely.
The state of Texas has flown six flags over them.
That's
where six flags has come from.
How about that?
It's like the Spanish flag, the Mexican flag, the United States flags, their own, the other two. Fill me in.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
America? How many flags did Virginia fly?
Italy and Papua New Guinea.
Nick wants to get punched.
A little bit. Hey, every lead up to every show, it's like, oh, when you get it wrong, that's when the fun begins. I don't think we make enough fun of each other.
We make plenty of enough fun of each other, just not for getting an answer wrong.
You've been the brunt of the most of it.
Yes, I have.
That
was question number eight.
That was
do you have a score check?
Yeah, I do have a score check. So, all right. We have a 4-way tie for second. Mm. Everybody but me has 4. I have 7.
Yeah.
It's remarkable.
Does it feel good to say that, or does it feel kind of icky to...
Bloating.
I know it is. I want him to admit it.
On the inside and the outside.
The drinks are flowing. The company is decent.
Subpar. I was going to say, be careful. You might actually compliment.
It's mediocre, Nick. You can say it.
Okay.
All right. Well, do we?
I gets a couple questions right.
That's right. I know. He's all cocky. He's been on a hot
Couple seven? Okay.
No.
All right, here we go. We're going to do question 9, so I don't have to listen to Nick anymore.
Good move. Smart.
All right. You have 3 forks to the left of your plate.
Yep.
1 to the right, and 1 above your plate. Which of these is your dessert fork?
Wow.
You definitely have to read that again.
Yeah, I know. I will.
That is an incredible question.
It's all about Southern hospitality, I think, on this one. Okay, here we go. You have 3 forks to the left of your plate, 1 to the right, and 1 above your plate. Which of these is your dessert fork?
So just for clarification on your answer, if you go on left, go far left, middle left, right left, or...
Definitely. Yeah,
closest to the plate, top and right. Okay.
Let's be real. It's not the one closest to the plate. So it's either far outside or middle.
Hey, easy.
Well, I'm eliminating
right.
one option.
Or
here.
Yeah, it could be all of them. I I mean, this is like the Queen's English.
This one is deeper.
This is an etiquette.
My training goes. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I took foods in high school and 30 years ago.
I do remember seeing this somewhere, but I just don't.
It.
If you're eating with the Queen, when she's done, everybody's done. Mm. Like, doesn't matter if she's like, you know,
watch this.
She puts it on, you're done.
Until she's eating with Brian Cleaner.
She needs to invite me to dinner.
That's how I do it at my house, bro. Yeah. When I'm done, you're all done.
I bet you do.
You are the Queen.
Do you guys need
no
one more read-through? Does everybody have something down? Andy, you got something over there?
I'm ready.
Everybody's ready?
Yes,
okay,
sir.
Let's see what everybody put down. Kelly said far left. Brian said above. Andy said right fork. Nick said right fork. And I said above plate.
I was 50-50, right or above?
Above the shrimp fork.
That's what I was thinking, because I think it's supposed to go from left to right. And so it's solid fork, you know, that kind of thing.
Correct outside. Answer is the one above your plate.
It is above.
That, nice job,
Poop.
Us too.
You too?
Yeah.
Good job, boys.
So I've always thought that was the answer, and I was getting ready to learn something, but
yeah,
turns out it was correct.
Please tell me it describes all the forks, what they mean.
That'd be nice.
It does not.
Pro-Am.
So, Pro-Am, you're going to have to look that up.
We're going
to
need this information before the show's over.
So
Wake up, Pro-Am.
It has been a while.
So in college, my wife, it wasn't my wife at
my
the time.
My wife.
My girlfriend at the time. Mm. She worked in faculty dining, and so she had to set tables for the faculty.
Like this?
Like this.
Properly set.
And also properly serve. Like, you lay with the left, you remove with the right.
Would you go to Brown or something like that?
No, I'd still be like,
Cambridge?
Yeah. Oxford? Yeah.
All right, so while Pro-Am's checking that out, let me read the flavor. Table manners are a hallmark, and it was in Texas, by the way. Mm-hmm. Table manners are a hallmark of Southern ladies and gentlemen who are taught etiquette rules from an early age. Some even take cotillion classes in grade school to learn receiving line procedures, holding chairs and doors for ladies, and other rules of high society.
That is... Mm. I can't get my brain wrapped around that.
Oh, I'm thinking.
Teaching that sort of etiquette in a grade school. That's just.
Remember League of Their Own when they were, teaching them proper, you know, to be a proper lady?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A lady crosses her legs.
Oh, you've never seen
They
that.
Never reveal anything.
Yeah.
So like, a lady never reveals herself.
Yeah. She gives
like
us like night games.
Yeah. You sip. You don't slurp, you sip.
Yes.
Pro-Am, what do you got?
If you would have taken Mrs. Harris's Foods 2.
Yeah.
We did this in Foods 2.
I'm saying,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. And what I remember the most from it is you start on the outside and work your way in.
Yes.
So what I have here, I'm missing a fork somewhere, but the far left fork is a salad fork, which makes sense. Yep. That's where you start.
Mm-hmm.
Middle is a fish fork. Closest to the plate is a dinner fork.
Mm-hmm.
Fork on the right is your oyster or seafood cocktail fork.
See, and that's why I thought it was above, because it's like the last fork.
I was going 50-50.
Yeah.
You got the bread knife up there too, right?
Right.
Anyways, fork that question.
excellent transition. What do we got?
Number 10.
Number 10.
Kelly, myself, has question number 10. You guys ready?
Sure.
Yep.
All right. Bourbon is governed by strict rules. Assuming it meets other standards, where must whiskey be distilled in order to earn this distinctive moniker? I'll read that one more time. Bourbon is governed by strict rules. Assuming it meets the other standards, where must whiskey be distilled in order to earn this distinctive moniker?
It didn't say like state.
It's asking for a location. I couldn't tell you other than that.
No, I went state. Is it?
I couldn't tell you other than that.
Okay. I wonder state. If they want to break it down to a county, honestly. Well, I don't know.
I thought even when it says where, like in a certain type of contraption.
Oh, yeah. Like, I hear you.
Oh, where? Oh. Mm.
I mean,
I'm going
the
state.
Way I'm reading the question, I answered it the way I thought so. I can't give any other information.
No, I feel
that.
Like,
yep, I got you.
I'm going to answer it how I interpret it.
Yeah, I'll read it one more time.
One more time. Here we go.
I just want to see if there's...
Bourbon is governed by strict rules. Assuming it meets the other standards, where must whiskey be distilled in order to earn this distinctive moniker? To be called bourbon, basically. Where must it be distilled?
Very general.
That's it. I mean...
No,
very general.
We'll see what the answer is.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of this question.
I'm not... We'll see. I don't like the way it's worded.
Because I've heard...
I got...
Several different circumstances and instances about this question specifically.
Right. Okay.
All right. I mean, I'm not to be a big deal. I used to be in a whiskey club.
Hey, I saw you there.
You guys were there.
Yeah. I'm going based on I'm thinking location. That's the route I'm gonna go. I guess.
Well, I'm here.
Yeah.
All right. I will not reveal my tactics.
All right, let's reveal our answers, guys.
I'm in last place.
I said Kentucky. Scott said Kentucky. Nick said Bourbon County, Kentucky. Andy said Kentucky. Brian said Tennessee.
See, that's what.
Let's reveal. Yeah, I mean.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Bourbon County is. I wanted to say Bourbon County, but Kentucky was sufficient for me.
Yeah, we'll yeah. I was thinking like the type of barrel and stuff, but it said where, not like in what kind of thing. So I don't know.
Jack Daniel's is referred to as Tennessee whiskey.
Tennessee,
because of its.
You're not feeling good about this.
Question 10 answer, the United States.
Oh.
Then we're all correct. Well, we're all in the U.S.
Technically speaking, any state can produce this specialty whiskey. But due to Kentucky's unique limestone filtered water.
Yep.
And limestone was a preface for that.
Mm-hmm.
Optimal weather and fertile corn growing soil, the state is synonymous with bourbon and produces 95% of the world's supply.
So one thing that I learned in our whiskey club is that you can create bourbon and distill bourbon anywhere, but you must bring the water from Kentucky to make it, to call it bourbon.
So, yeah, I
to a certain
don't remember dilution, that specifically, right? but to have the limestone water.
That's
is
the key.
And
that's what I remember.
Certain percent of corn mash.
Well, there's a recipe, sure. Yeah. But I think the bourbon moniker must have that water from that. I think it's from a specific.
I have a list of legal qualifications here.
Well, let's
see. Yeah, okay. Pro-Am.
To legally qualify as bourbon in the United States, the whiskey must be made in the United States, contain at least 51% corn in the grain recipe, be aged in new charred oak barrels.
I knew that one.
Be distilled to no more than 160 proof. Go into the barrel at no more than 125 proof. And lastly, contain no added flavoring or coloring.
Okay, so that's his question.
So for that...
Nailed it.
I gave everybody a point.
Yeah, I mean... Yeah.
It won't impact the outcome.
No, but I mean, Kentucky is in the U.S., and I think we just narrowed it down. Okay. I gave us all points.
That's very generous.
It wasn't
thank you, Nicholas.
There's a bonus question, though.
Although, wait, well, I don't somebody know did write Tennessee...
In the United States.
Still in the United States.
It is.
I mean, if you're going to...
Everybody knows Kentucky and bourbon. They go hand in hand. But
I was thinking like bourbon whiskey. So like that's why I was like, the first thing that popped in my head is like Kentucky and Tennessee, like both of them. Well, you know what I mean?
That's the difference of bourbon and whiskey is that distinction.
All bourbon is whiskey, not all whiskey is bourbon.
Yeah. Correct.
So anyway, like I was in my head, I wanted to be like Kentucky and Tennessee. Like, I get it, whatever.
Gotcha. Kentucky C?
But I mean, I wasn't in a club or anything.
Tennessee?
Well, I mean, come on. We even have a name.
Just, I guess since I don't know what's in that envelope, Andy, you're holding.
Number 11.
I don't know if that's a question for us to just discuss or if it's an actual.
Let's find out.
No one can catch, so let's do it anyway.
Been determined, so let's open it and find out.
Check it out and see if it's an additional question
I'm
for
so
bonus
excited.
Points.
I'm so excited.
Get off the caffeine. All right, it says bonus Q11 answers on that one. Okay. Bonus question number 11. When a Southerner says, bless your heart, are they being nice or mean?
Oh, it's the 50.
We have to write it down. Can we just say it?
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
They're being nice.
I don't think that's right.
No, it's a backhanded compliment. It's an insult.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, bless her heart.
I've heard it both ways. I mean, maybe not so much in the South. I've heard it both ways. Like somebody does something nice, like, oh, bless your heart.
Oh, yeah. But
maybe in the South.
You trip over a tree root or something. Well, it's like, bless your heart.
Case in point.
Kicking you while you're down.
If five guys didn't know which one was a dessert fork, like, oh, well, bless your heart.
You tried.
You did not know. You tried.
You tried.
Perfect example.
Yeah.
Well, it is a sarcastic.
I'm just glad this isn't determining the outcome of this match.
No, it is not.
Yeah, fair point.
Then, no, I think it's more of a discussion point than anything.
It probably is the mean one, like you said. But I mean, I take it as nice, but it probably, because that's a loop.
Yeah, it seems like a sarcastic compliment.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
It is. That is 100% right. It is a blessing, but it's like a sarcastic blessing.
Like you try.
Yeah, for sure.
So what's the answer?
It's a negative.
I forgot.
The negative. It's got it. Yeah, that makes sense. Bless your heart, you thought you this.
Nick's going to open it?
No, please let somebody else read this.
I'm not going to read the whole thing. This is nice. This is nice. It's a nice thing.
Oh, get out of here.
Yeah,
read it, Andy. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I'm the world's greatest. Y'all come back now. You hear?
If you're ever down by the river, drop in. Come back when you can't stay so long.
Are you reading or are you just making
I'm reading okay. words for
come
words.
Back,
I didn't know.
Come back when you can't stay so long. That's
exactly
an insult.
What it says.
So these are all Southern sayings.
That's good. Guess.
Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you. Holler if you need me. And that's all she wrote. So, yeah, it says nice, and then it gives those colloquial phrases as examples, I guess. Mm-hmm. I'm like you, Kelly. I think it is more a sarcastic type of, oh, it's okay, sugar. You know, you're okay. You'll be all right.
Bless your heart.
You can take it either way.
I think you take it either way, because they're being sweet about your mistake in a way or whatever you want to say.
Yeah, that's fair. They're not kicking you.
I don't know. Yeah.
Well, I think Nick is itching for someone to ask, what's the final score?
I'm in no hurry.
Just let it linger.
I'm in no hurry.
You look
all right. Well, that's the show, guys. We'll, we'll see you next week. Yeah.
Oh, except for I do need to use the restroom. But
let's wrap it up.
All right. Here, you guys want the final score?
Let's get the final.
All right. So looks like from worst to first, Kelly and Andy ended with 5. Mm-hmm. Ryan and Scotty both had 6. And I finished with 8.
Nicholas,
round of applause, please.
On an absolute tear lately.
Yeah.
Doing well.
Bravo. You're
feeling good on that one.
Bravo.
Bravo. That was very geographical, and Nick seemed to come out on top. What is happening? Are you studying? Did you go back and take a course?
No, there was a food question that helped. That's true. Other than that, I don't really know.
Yeah. He blacked out.
He's already forgotten all of the information.
He wasn't even sure if he was writing an SEC team down.
That is very true.
And he got that one right.
That's very
true.
About that.
Yeah.
So sad.
Okay, so what I'm learning is we need to get a listener from the West, maybe, to write us a trivia.
So
Pacific Northwest.
That's different than the West.
Southwest.
The West.
Southwest would be good.
Tell me the difference between the West and the Southwest.
Arizona, New Mexico, all that location. Southwest feeling. Like West, I
location,
think
location,
Nevada.
Location.
Specific.
I don't know.
Trivia's over. Quit asking questions.
that's an important distinction. Right?
California, Nevada, West. Arizona, New Mexico, Oregon, Washington.
That's all the West.
That's all West.
No, yes. I'm saying Southwest and Northwest.
Okay.
Those are
what's
two.
What's the West? Because
you could go anything west of Kansas.
Okay.
I mean,
would you include Arizona in the West?
Southwest.
Yes.
Arizona, I mean, Southwest.
If you're just going
Colorado's
basic West. Yes.
Utah's
I'm not
West.
Talking about definitions. You know what I'm saying. Like, we talk about the Midwest.
Yeah.
And there's
the
probably a defined Midwest.
To me, the Southwest is Arizona, New Mexico, maybe Nevada.
Yeah.
But, like, West is... But it's weird because, like, Colorado's West. California's West.
That's what I mean. Like, when they talk about the Wild West.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, I don't know.
What's the distinction?
The Wild West would be anything west of like Missouri.
Okay.
Yeah.
At that time.
I have to admit, I don't think about Nebraska as a part of the Wild West.
I do not, but
I feel like
they travel through
the Dakotas.
They got snake bites there. They got dysentery. Did you ever play Oregon Trail? Come on, man.
Obviously, we are that generation. Very much. I loved Oregon Trail Day in computer class. And
they still have it. You can find it.
Are we done? What are we doing?
I don't know. We're chatting. That's right.
Talking about geography.
That's right. And all surprised that Nick came out on
Nick
top.
While Nick gloats over there.
Anyway, I think what somebody was saying is that we need...
We'll take some more
listeners from regions.
Yeah.
Northern Plains.
That's an area also.
It is an area.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Alaska down in the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah.
And other states can encompass multiple regions. So
yeah. Pacific Northwest.
Yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's definitely one.
Yeah, we can
definitely
do that.
Absolutely. That one.
Hawaii, Alaska. I mean, just...
By themselves?
Sure.
Okay. Just
why not?
Outliers?
Call it the last two
territories. They do Puerto Rico. Guam.
I mean, Alaska is the biggest state in the Union by far.
The Azores.
So maybe they deserve their own.
Yeah. Yeah. Very good. All right.
Pro-Am, who wrote that again?
David? That was, David Bernstein and his family.
David Bernstein. They listen as a family.
Yes.
So please. So
shout out to the Bernstein. Thank you for
hearts.
That. Yeah.
That is super cool that you let us be a part of your family time.
I love your bears.
Absolutely.
Write another one.
Yeah. Yeah, we're ready.
I like it.
Absolutely. Okay.
One.
Well, congratulations, Nicholas. Pro-Am, thank you for help putting all that together for us. And that is going to do it for this episode of the Ultimate Trivia Podcast. Thank you very much for tuning in. We want you to go out and subscribe to all our channels, and we'd love to hear your feedback. Please send us some information so we know what we're doing well and what we're not. We'll see you next time with more trivia and more fun. Until then, keep your brain sharp and those bellies laughing.